Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
So, you are listening to what Tanisha said on the Bashani Radio app. This episode is called Table for Two. Yes, table for two. You know when you go to the restaurant and they ask you how many? You say, can we get a table for two? You're sitting there with this person. It's supposed to be a good time. It's supposed to be great energy. We're going to break bread together. I'm gonna maybe want to touch you a little bit. You touch me, depending on if you're going to sit into a booth or if you're going to get an actual table with a little candle on it, nice dim light, and sit across from each other with the actual tablecloth. Depending on the budget of where you're going, you know, if he's taking your ass to BJ's or if he's taking your ass to Morton's, or if he's taking your ass to Fogo the Chow, he's taking your ass to Taco Bell, or if he's taking your ass to KFC. Yeah, everybody's palate is different. Everybody's desire of what they want at that time is different. And everybody's level of what pussy they can afford is not the same. So, I call this table for two, because I match energy. I can transmute energy, so I match energy, and I'm gonna match your energy, sir. That bullshit you've been giving me, all that trash, what the fuck you looking crazy for? I'm just giving you the same shit you've been giving me. Oh, you've been quiet. Oh, you didn't text me back for an hour. Bitch, I had shit to do too. You ain't the only motherfucker with a job. You ain't the only person busy. Hello, this is a table for two. You get what you give. And if it's not reciprocated and not the way you want it, then get your ass up and go to the table by yourself. That's too much, like, right? Okay, so maybe not go to the table by yourself. Maybe you can go ahead and go to the table with your wife. I don't know, whichever way it is. But again, this is called table for two. But if you're coming with me and we're going together, I'm coming with you, and you give me shit, don't get mad when you get shit back. You get what you put in. You got to understand this, fellas. Women were built to receive. Not only do we receive, we birth things. We put out things. So when you put shit in, you're going to get shit out. It is, we will match your energy, fella, sir. Yes, sir. We give it to you just the way you gave it. And we have the right to decline receiving that shit anymore. Okay? 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 So, let's do a table for two. I'm giving you the same energy that you give me. You know, you're sitting over there saying, how much can a heart take? Apparently, that motherfucker can ride or die. It's still beating, and I'm XYZ years old. Hey, so, table for two. I'm going to match your energy. Oh, this is a hard space. This is a hard space for you. For motherfucker, it's a hard space for me, too. But you want to get into a soft space, and you want me to let you in? I'm giving you what you give me. Oh, but damn, if you just soften up and let me in, then maybe we can just be friends, or maybe I can let you, you know, maybe if you just believe some of my lies, damn, I get so fucking frustrated when I lie and a nigga don't believe me, okay? I understand this. I understand. It's no pain, no pleasure, you know. I spent money on you. I gave you some ass. Table for two. And again, you only gonna get the pussy at your pay grade. So you get a piece of pie, a slice of pie, and an attitude, or you want the whole thing. It's gonna cost you. It's gonna cost you. What that wallet do? What that dick do? Okay? Table for two. It's really hard nowadays to be in a relationship because, like, you have a man with no resources and the internet told him that he can jump off of a tall building and fly. In reality, in every culture, every aspect of life, a man with no resources and no background, no none of this, no none of that, you don't fuck. You don't fuck, you don't eat. You just don't, you know, you don't work, you don't eat. You don't have nothing. Look, quit asking women what the hell they bring to the table. I'll open up my legs, that's your table, eat, okay? Table for two. I need you to understand, that is not how this works. I got so frustrated because you've been acting funny all day. I'm just matching your energy. You have to understand. This is a table for two. If you want to pull up another chair, what the hell are we doing? What are we doing? If we going to have a third table there, we get to pick who's it? I am so frustrated with the fact that people still want to do the a la carte thing. You know, and, you know, depending on the restaurant, depending on where you go to eat, it's all a la carte. Because you go to the fancy steakhouse, the steak is the star, okay? The steak is the star. Because that's what they specialize in. That's what they do. They got a whole bunch of dead animals back there that have been curated and formulated to taste and taste delicious and touch your palate in a way that supposedly no other steak has ever done. You know, and they may have a fish back there that does the same shit or something else. But this ain't no vegetarian thing. At least in most cases when I go to a fancy steakhouse, the only thing I see vegetarian is some lettuce. If you want to eat grass and tomatoes, then that's fine. That's what you do. That's what you do. I understand. I respect it. I respect it wholeheartedly. But when you go to a nice steakhouse, the steak is the star. And then all the other shit is your co-host. You got the star of the show, and you got your co-host. I want to rock with the star when I go to a nice place, you know? I want to go with the headliner of the building. I want to make sure that I see the headliner. But you know what? If you want to get some a la carte, some other things that I don't have or that the steak don't bring, then so be it. So be it. So be it. It is your world. But you've got to remember, the table's for two. So when you getting your shit, I'm getting mine. It's what you call a table for two. See, the thing about the table for two is the lies. The lies, the lies, the lies, the lies. They entangle, and they really don't have a lot of place to go because it's only my story and yours. It's your story and what I believe. It's your story and my perception of your shit. It's my story and how you try to twist it. It's my story and how you want to rewrite it. But come on now. The lies that wrap their ass all around the table, all around the building. It's one of them, that damn plant. What's that plant? That motherfucker. You know what? And plants are living, breathing little fuckers, creatures. I love them. I got several, but that one plant is one plant that I will not have in my house because it creeps me out. Like, my grandma had one, and the next thing I know, this sucker was crawling up the wall. The plant was growing. Oh, look at it. So pretty. I'm like, that's not pretty. That's creepy. That's creepy to me. And I remember when I was looking at some houses, I looked at some older homes first. I don't know why, but one of them completely creeped me out. It had ivies. Ivies growing all around that motherfucker. The house was white, and the house was damn near green because of all the plants and the vines all over it. That's just the vines. And I'm like, I still think of those as lies. And so now imagine those little creepy plants all over the table for two. Just wrapping and smothering and you know, you break a piece off and it just grow back and snap back on. That's how lies do. Ooh. And then, you know, it's the table for two. So yeah, nobody's believing each other. You know, it's really impressive to see a table for two that works out because, you know, they've decided to either be a husband and wife. Yeah, sit at the table with your wife. Or they've decided to sit at the table and work on that thing and be a partners. Like, that's my partner. And we don't have to lie to each other. We trust each other. I support her. He support me. That's some cool shit right there. And then when you say table for two, it just takes on a, we're going to have a nice dinner. Probably go bump uglies later and smile and just have a really good night. Actually, mine's kind of pretty, and I do like a pretty penis, so we're going to go bump pretties after we eat this meal, have a couple drinks, and we're going to enjoy the table for two. I tell you another thing that's frustrating, though, about the table for two is when you got somebody who their feelings are all over the fucking place. Like, it's all about how they feel today. Don't you know that in toxic relationships, your day can be fucked up by 8 a.m. just by one fucking bullshit ass text. And 8 a.m. sharp, your whole fucking day is shot. Could be your week if the motherfucker don't care enough to try to fix the situation. Which, 9 times out of 10, if they fucking it up like that, they got other shit going on anyway. They don't care. But I mean, by 8 a.m. sharp, whole day fucked up. All over a text. That's toxic. That's toxic. That's toxic. Don't you dare set no damn table for two with that shit. Because it's just going to bring you down. But what do? Table for two. And I'm going to deliver to you the same toxic shit that you just fed me. But yet, I'm going to throw a little salt and sugar on mine. I'm going to try to mix it up and make it sweet and sour or something. You know, I'm going to fix it up. But the feelings, they change so fucking much. They change like the phases of the moon. Have y'all looked at that shit? The moon go through some shit every couple of days in the whole month. The moon being went from full to a quarter to a half a quarter, a crescent. I don't know what the fuck it is. Then it go back full. Then it go back through the left to the right in some more phases and shit. But that's how the emotions are. Like, this shit just hot, cold, switch, flip. left, right, on, off, all of that shit. Nigga, turn on, stay on. And then that's tiring. I ain't even gonna lie to you, it's tiring. I can't stay on. I can't stay on your shit all day. I got my own life, my own shit sometimes. And yet, here we are, table for two. I say this to say, you sitting at the table for two. Because when I say table for two, I'm really talking about matching energy. When you sit down, if they smile, you smile. If they're happy, you happy. If they're sad, you sad. You match energy at a table for two. That energy gonna determine if you're gonna get some booty later. That energy determine if you're gonna get a call later. That energy determine if you're gonna get blocked tonight. Fuck around and get blocked at the table, fucking with me though. But anywho, I just had to tell y'all what Tanisha said about the table for two. And that wasn't even that nasty this time. You know, let me not get too far off track. You know, you can put your legs up on the table for two if you want. But either way, that's what Tanisha said. All right, man.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.